Haleluya, akan yang senang dia.
Haleluya, praise the Lord. Thanks for his blessing.
是小弟能够很顺利的回来我们旧金山教会。
Grant myself have such an opportunity to come back to San Francisco Church and meet each one of us here.
在星期三晚上有的弟兄姊妹已经见过面了。
Wednesday night, the some of brothers and sisters we met together here already.
还有一部分弟兄姊妹啊。还没见到。
Some of the brothers and sisters, we haven't seen each other yet.
我们在这里啊，今天一同共同的受安息日。
Today we will meet together here to follow the Sabbath day.
是很大的福气。
This is really the blessing of the Lord.
我们今天要查考的道理是，你们也要预备。
Today the topic is also you must be ready.
这是主耶稣所讲的。
This is a statement made by Jesus.
如果是换成我的口气，应该说我们也应该也要预备。
In other words, if we change this statement to our saying, then we have to say also we must be ready. Because we believe in Jesus Christ, who is the true God in this universe.
耶稣就是天上的神。
Jesus is the heavenly Father.
因为我们所拜的神是看不见的。
Because God that we worship is invisible God.
他是一个灵。
He is a spirit.
不是肉体。
He is not in the flesh.
不是物质。
He is not the material.
物质才能够看得到。
Because the material things is the thing that is visible to our naked eye.
灵体是用肉眼看不到的。
But the spiritual one is the one that we cannot visualize by our naked eyes.
在很早以前我们大家都不认识神。
Long time ago, we probably don't even know about the God.
我们的神也就是创造天地万物的或创造人类的这个天父。
God is the one who create the whole universe, create heaven and earth and you and me.
因为我们大家都不认识他。
Because we didn't know him.
所以他就道成了肉身。
So he manifests himself and incarnate to the flesh.
在1900多年以前降生在以色列国。
About 19 years ago, he came to the world and was born in Bethlehem.
来传福音。
And preached the gospel.
后来被钉在十字架上。
Afterwards, he was crucified on the cross.
死以后，埋葬以后三天复活。
And after he was buried, he resurrected from the dead 3 days after.
后来又升天。
Later on, he also ascended back to the heaven.
在升天之前，他曾经告诉当时的门徒。
Before his ascension back to the heaven, he commanded the disciple and said,
他要到天上去预备地方。
He said, I'm going to the heavenly kingdom to prepare the place for you.
预备好了地方就来接我们。
And after I prepare the place, I'll come back and greet you.
我们看约翰福音。
Let's refer to Gospel John.
约翰福音四十章。
John chapter 14.
约翰福音四十章第一节。
John chapter 14, verse 1.
你们心里不要忧伤，你们信神也当信我，在我父的家里有许多的住处，若是没有，我早已经告诉你们了。我去原是为你们预备地方，我若去为你们预备地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去，我在那里叫你们也在那里。主耶稣在1900多年以前就到了天上去为我们预备地方。
About 19 years ago, Jesus ascended back to heaven. He also prepared the dwelling places for each one of us.
他已经预备好了。
And he is also prepared those places ready.
将来要来接我们。
And someday that he would also greet us back to the heavenly place.
因此他也告诉我们要我们也要预备。
And he also prepared, he also told us that we have to be prepared.
主耶稣曾经设很多的比喻。
Jesus he make a lot of parables.
也设天国就好像四个童女一样。
He compared the heavenly kingdom just like 10 virgins.
要迎接新郎。
They are waiting to greet the bride and bridegroom.
也就好像新郎来迎接这个新娘一样。
And also, just like the bridegroom was waiting to greet the bride.
我们家里头都去过新娘。
We all have encountered the marriage ceremony in our family.
当新郎在娶新娘之前,
before the bridegroom to greet the bride,
都整理一个很漂亮的房子。
Then the bridegroom will prepare a very nice house, nice room for the bridegroom.
称作洞房。
It calls the special place for the new marriage.
把那个房子布置得非常的堂皇。
Though they would decorate such a room with all the beauties.
一切都是新的，连棉被都是新的了。
Everything is new, including the blanket, the coverings.
这是新郎应该准备的事情。
This is the necessity work that had to be done beforehand by the bridegroom.
但是新娘也应该要预备。
However, even the bride herself also had to prepare herself.
我们信徒就好像新娘一样。
Then we as believers, we have to prepare ourselves just like the bride.
主耶稣像新郎一样。
Jesus, he is the bridegroom.
他已经在天国给我们预备了很好的地方。
He already prepared the wonderful dwelling place in heavenly kingdom for us.
早已经预备好了。
He prepared those places ready for us long time ago.
随时都准备要接我们了。
He's ready to bring us back to the heavenly kingdom.
但是我们还没有预备好。
However, maybe we are not ready yet.
所以主耶稣告诉我们，你们也要预备。
Therefore, Jesus he commanded the disciples, say, also, you must be ready.
我们看马太福音。
Let's refer to the Gospel of Matthew.
马太福音24章。
Matthew chapter
24. 24章32节。
Verse 32.
你们可以从无花果树修个比方，当树枝发论长叶的时候，你们就知道夏天近了。这样你们看见这一切事的成就，就知道人是近了，正在门口了。我们再跳过来看十四节。Let's
also skip over to verse 44.
所以你们也要预备，因为你们想不到的时候，人子就来了。这里说。 这就是比方，末日快要到了。Jesus
he compared the parables referring to the end time.
就是看见这个世界上一切的兆头。By
looking at all the signs which reveal on this earth.
就是前面说将来国要攻打国，民要攻打民。
Just that previous section mentioned about the nation would attack the nations, the people would attack the people.
地上必有多处的饥荒地震。
There's a famine, there's earthquake happened in this earth.
我们最近也常常发生地震。
Even recently, there's a lot of earthquake took place.
所以我们看见这些事情啊。
Therefore, that we have seen all these things happening.
就应该知道人子近了，已经在门口了。
For sure that we know that the coming of the Son of Man is very near.
主耶稣既然在门口了，那就很快就会进来。
Since Jesus is on the doorway, certainly he will step into the house right away.
也就是主耶稣快要降临了。
In other words, that the coming of Jesus Christ is coming very near.
也就是快要接我们了。
He is also coming to welcome us back.
就好像一个新郎定了日子，他要迎接新娘。
Just like bridegroom set up a date for him to greet the bride.
这个新娘就要在迎接之前都要把它预备好。
And before the bride was greeted by the bridegroom, she also had to prepare.
要做几套新的衣服啊。
She certainly have to dress up a nice dress and prepare the new clothes.
头发要烫一烫啊。
Also have to make some permanent wave of the hairstyle.
应该要化妆一下。
And also have to decorate herself.
我们就和新娘一样。
We are just like the bride.
应该要预备。
We have to be ready and prepared.
在路加福音这里也是的。 这样讲。
In Gospel Luke also have the same parables.
叫我们要预备。
Tell us that we have to be ready.
我们看路加福音。
Let's refer to Gospel Luke.
路加福音12章。
Gospel Luke chapter 12.
12章37节。
Verse 37.
37节。 主人来了。 看见仆人尽心，那仆人就有福了。我实在告诉你们，主人必叫他们作戏，自己赎上带尽前侍候他们。坏事二更天来，坏事三更天来，看见仆人这样，那仆人就有福了。我们跳过来看四十节。
Let's give over to verse 40.
你们也要预备，因为你们想不到的时候，人子就来了。所以啊，我们要预备。
Therefore, we have to be ready.
这主耶稣啊，亲自交代我们的。
This is the commandment given by Jesus personally.
啊，因为预备好了就有福气。
Because if we are ready, then we can receive the blessing.
啊，没有预备好了就没有福气。
For those that are not ready, they certainly will not be blessed.
我们看马太福音。
Let's refer to Matthew
25 章
verse 25, chapter 25.
马太福音25章
Matthew 25
第一节
Verse 1，
那是天国 好比四个童女拿着灯出去迎接新郎，其中有五个是愚拙的，五个是聪明的。愚拙的拿着灯却不预备油，聪明的拿着灯又预备油在器皿里。这里说啊，天国就好像好比四个童女一样。
Here the parable referred to heaven's kingdom just like the ten virgins.
啊，有的他知道预备。
Some of them they know to prepare themselves be ready.
啊，有一部分就不知道预备。
But some of them they are not ready.
啊，那预备好了就有福气。
For those they are ready, they will be blessed.
啊，我们跳过来看第四节。
Jump over to verse 4.
第四。
Verse 10.
他们去买的时候，新郎到了，那预备好的同他进去坐席，门就关了。其余的童女随后也来了，说：“主啊，主啊，给我们开门。”他却回答说：“我实在告诉你们，我不认识你们，所以你们要警醒，因为那日子那时辰你们不知道。”啊，预备好了就可以进去坐席。
For those that are ready, they'll be welcome into the wedding banquet.
坐席就是享福的意思。
To sit on the wedding banquet, that means that they can enjoy the pleasures in the wedding banquet.
那些没有预备好的后来来的时候，主耶稣说不认识他们。
But for those that are not ready, they certainly would arrive late, and the door would not open for them.
不认识，那在天国就没有份了。
So therefore, if they are not ready, then they do not have their share in heavenly kingdom.
所以我们一定要预备。
Therefore, we have to be ready.
没有预备的将来会有祸，会有灾祸。
Without being ready, then we also would encounter the catastrophe in the day of time.
我们看路加福音。
Let's refer to Luke
十二章
chapter 12.
路加福音十二章
Luke chapter 12
四十七节
verse 47
仆人知道主人的意思却不预备，又不顺他的意思行，那仆人必多受债打。这个仆人不照主人意思去行。
Here says the servant that he is not doing accordingly to his master's will.
也就是他不预备。
In other words, he is not preparing himself.
将来会多受惩罚。
And they know in the future he will be beaten with many blows.
这个预备是要自己预备。
When we say that we have to be prepared, that means you have to prepare yourself.
像新娘的化妆一样。
Just like the bride had to decorate herself.
或者预备嫁妆也是一样。
Or even they are preparing those furnitures, those furnishing things to go with the bride or the bridegroom.
不是要新郎来了替他化妆。
The bride certainly would not wait the moment when the bridegroom came and decorate for her.
是要她化妆好了以后迎接新郎。
For sure that she had to decorate herself and be ready to wait the coming of the bridegroom.
所以我们要自己预备。
Therefore, we have to prepare ourselves.
我们看启示录。
Let's refer to Revelation.
启示录十九章。
Revelation chapter 19.
启示录十九章
Revelation 19.
第七节,
verse 7.
我们要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归给他，因为羔羊婚去的时候到了，新妇也自己预备好了，就蒙恩得穿光明洁白的细麻衣，这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义，就是说新妇也自己预备好了。
Here says that even the bride herself have prepared ready.
自己预备好了就是新妇。
So for those, they already prepared themselves, will become the bride.
没有自己预备的就不算新妇。
For those they are not ready and not prepared themselves, they would not be called as a bride.
将来追耶稣来的时候就不能够被接去。
So when the Son of Man come again, they would not be greeted back to heaven kingdom.
也就不能到天国去享福了。
In other words, they would not be able to enjoy the heavenly kingdom.
现在讲两个小小的见证。
I'd like to witness to you about two testimonies right now.
也就是在我来之前，我就请王婉菊弟兄到中立教会去做见证。
Before I arrived here, I invited Brother Wang Wanji to share the witness at Zhongli Church.
我们的弟兄姊妹大部分都认识或者听说，有这位王弟兄。
Most of our brothers and sisters, we are familiar, or we have been heard about this brother, Wang Wanji.
因为他有很多很好的见证。
Because there's a lot of good testimony from him.
在我们的宗教教育和圣灵榜上也有刊登过。
The testimony have been recorded in a religious education or even the Holy Spirit times.
因为中立桃园离英格不远。
Because the town of Zhongli is not too far away from the town Yinge.
我们有时候常常在一起访问。
Therefore, we mingle together to go visiting.
我也常到他那去保养车子。
I also drove my car to be maintenance at the his place.
所以常常请他到中立桃园那边去做见证。
Actually, I invite him quite often to share the witness at the Zhongli or Yinge churches.
那天我请他到中立桃园做见证的时候。
That day, when I invite him to share the witness,
他是讲另外一个异梦。
He shared the witness about the other spiritual dream.
那个异梦是比较长。
That one is longer.
要讲一个小时还多一点。
Therefore, he had to describe in details for longer than 1 hour.
我们中午在一起吃午饭的时候。
Lunch hour, when we sit on the table together.
我就问他，你最近还有没有做到其他的异梦？
I asked him about recently, did he ever have any spatial encounter, the spiritual dream or not?
他说最近又做两个很短的异梦。
He told me that most recently he had a very short one, two very short ones.
我说那你请你讲一讲看。
I told him that describe it to me, please.
他就讲给我听。
Therefore, he described his dream to me again.
我就觉得这两个异梦对我们有很好的教训。
I personally feel that these two dreams serve a very important teaching to us.
其中的第一个,
the first one,
就是主耶稣摆设了娶亲的宴席。
Jesus, he prepared a wedding banquet.
就是要准备要娶亲。
He's prepared for the marriage ceremony.
王弟兄说，主耶稣摆设了。 很多的宴席啊。
According to Brother Wang, in his dream, he saw that Jesus prepared a lot of seat in the wedding banquet.
要请客人。
He's ready to send out the invitation to invite lots of people to come.
那个菜非常的丰富。
And all the dinner, the dishes was very delicious, very plentiful.
主耶稣说他要请客，请了以后第七天就要来迎接新娘。
And after Jesus entertained the guest in the wedding banquet at the day of seven, he's ready to meet the bride.
当时参加宴席的人也不太少。
That time, for those guests, they have been invited. It's not quite, it's also quite a few numbers.
但是主耶稣准备很多的菜。
However, Jesus prepared plentiful dishes.
大家吃了以后还剩下很多。
So after all the guests have been filled up, they also had lots of plenty left.
主耶稣说我要回去了。
Jesus said that I'm ready to go, back.
第七天我再来。
But the seventh day, I'll come back again.
第七天就是要来娶亲了。
The seventh day is the time for me to come to greet the bride.
就告诉教会的弟兄姊妹。
Therefore, go to tell all the church board members and the church members.
这些菜没有吃完呢，你们要继续热到吃。
For those leftovers after this wedding banquet, that you can continue to enjoy.
一直吃到我来。
You can enjoy until my coming back again.
负责人就遵照主耶稣的指示。
Therefore, the church board member, they did it accordingly.
把那个剩下的菜天天热给大家吃。
So they warm up all the leftover to have the church member to enjoy them day after day.
吃了几天以后，大家都吃厌了。
After a couple of days, everybody start to feel monotonous, feel that they have quite much already.
有很多人说，我们天天吃这个剩菜，我们不要吃了。
Even some church members, they start to complain and saying that every day we eat the same dishes, the leftover dishes.
以后他们就不来了。Therefore,
they stop from coming again.
还有一部分人就说这个剩菜也很好。Some
of the church members, they feel that even though the leftover dishes are still pretty good.
我们要天天来吃。Therefore,
we still come back and to enjoy day after day.
结果到了第七天的时候。
So until the seventh day,
那个时候弟兄姊妹都把这件事情忘记了。
That time, all the church members, brothers and sisters, they forget about the event of Jesus coming back.
那位王弟兄是英格教会的财务负责人。
Brother Wang is the financial affair in the Inger Church.
他也忘记了。
Even himself forget about this.
因为教会是在他。 这个王弟兄是开那个汽车修理工厂。
Because Brother Wang, he have the automobile maintenance shop.
那个我们的教会是在他的楼上。
And our church is located on the upstairs of his building.
他说那一天呢，他就也就是第七天的时候啊，他就在他的工厂里头忙了。
He said that at seventh day, he started to get busy at his automobile maintenance shop.
把主耶稣迎亲这回事整个都忘记了。
He completely forget about the coming of Jesus to greet the bride.
他正在他那个办公室在忙的时候。
When he was getting so involved in his office,
在树林有一位黄油色执事就来找他。
There's a deacon, Joseph Fang, from Sulin, came to visit him.
那黄执事就叫王弟兄。
And this Deacon Fang to call him up.
他说：“王弟兄，你在这里做什么？”
I said, "Brother Fang, what are you doing here now?"
他说：“没有这里做什么。”
He said, "No, nothing."
哎，主耶稣今天要来娶亲，你都忘记了。
I say, "Would you forget about the coming of Jesus to greet the bride today?"
哦，这个时候王弟兄才想起来。
This moment, Brother Wang completely awakened.
王弟兄说：“今天不会来了。”
And Brother Wang says, "No, he's not coming here today."
他说：“人家娶亲都是在上午。”
Because the wedding banquet always took place in the morning.
很少娶亲在下午嘞。
Never happened in the afternoon anyway.
他说：“你看，现在已经5点多了嘛。”
Look at the watch. Right now it's about 5 o'clock p.m.
如果要来，大概是在明天才会来。
So if he would come, certainly he would come tomorrow.
那位黄元帅只是就告诉他。
Deacon Huang told him,
主耶稣讲的话不会更改的。
The statement made by Jesus would never change.
你要赶快去通知弟兄姊妹。
Therefore, go to announce all the brothers and sisters to be ready.
王弟兄就很紧张了。
Therefore, at that moment, Brother Wang was very anxious.
就跟他太太讲，你赶快打电话。
He told the wife, start to phone up all the church members.
我开车的去找他们。And
I'm going to drive to pick them up right away.
王弟兄匆匆忙忙就开车的去找啊。
In such a hurry, he rushed out, driving his car to all the church members' house.
啊，说遭到一个弟兄家里头，啊，他太太在家。
And after he went to one place, the brother's family, the housewife was staying at home.
啊，说穆弟兄到哪去了？
And he asked the wife, says, brother so and so, where he is now?
啊，说那个弟兄到舅家去了。
And the wife answers that he went to the he went to not a nice place, the drinking place.
啊，王弟兄说，啊，主耶稣要娶亲呢，怎么还到舅家去啊？
Brother Wang says that Jesus is coming to meet the bride. Why are you still going to those drinking places?
啊，他太太说，那你赶快去找他吧，把他找回来好了。
The wife answers, be hurried and find him back, please.
王弟兄就开着车就去找他。
Therefore, Brother Wang, he was in hurry to try to pick him back.
哦，看他正在那喝酒嘞，喝醉了。
He looked at his brother, was getting almost got drunk in that moment.
啊，王弟兄说，啊，你怎么在这喝酒啊？
Brother Wang reproached his brother, say, how come you still got drinking here and get drunk?
啊，简直没有信徒的体统了。
You almost completely lose the status as a Christian.
啊，主耶稣要来迎亲了，你快来，快回来啊！
Okay, Jesus is coming back, so be ready and come back right now.
走来，走来，坐我车子，赶快回去。
Let's go and sit on my car and let's go.
啊，那位弟兄说，啊，我不去了，你去好了，你去好了，我不去了。
This brother refused, says, well, you just go by yourself. I'm just going to stay here.
啊，我弟兄说，好，你不去就算了，我还有很多事情呢，我要赶快回去了。
In that moment, Brother Wang said, well, if you prefer to stay, I still have lots of things to do, therefore I have to go.
哦，他回来以后看弟兄姊妹大部分都到了。
And after he came back to the church, and he saw the majority of the church members already arrived and be ready.
哦，大家都在那里要准备迎接主耶稣了。
Therefore, everybody was sitting there and wait to greet the coming of Jesus Christ.
好像很高兴的样子。
Looks like everybody have pleasant faces.
啊，主耶稣要来迎亲了。
Jesus is coming back to greet the bride.
大家好欢喜啊。
Everybody was filled with joy.
哦，一会儿啊，主耶稣真的来了。
And later on, truly Jesus came.
啊，就在那个会堂的前面了。
And he arrived in the front of the doorway.
啊，有很强的光线照下来。
There's a tremendous ray of bright light shining into the church.
大家都到门口去看了。
And everybody rushed to the doorway to greet him.
哦，主耶稣驾着云降临了。
So that Jesus descended back with a piece of cloud.
啊，有很多的天使啊。
And arrived with him, there's a lot of angels.
啊，在两边排队，从天上一直排到地下。
They lined up in sequence in two rows, accompanying Jesus ascending back, descended down to the earth.
哦，大家都在那里迎接主耶稣啊。
They were all ready to greet the coming of Jesus.
啊，等主耶稣快到地上的时候。
At the moment when Jesus almost descended on the earth,
啊，就说新娘在什么地方啊？
And ask where is the bride?
哦，大家你看我看你，哦，在那就愣住了。
At that moment, so you look at me and I look at you, that they are all profounded.
哎，到底新娘在哪里？
And they couldn't find the bride.
啊，没人知道新娘在哪里。
Because nobody know where is the bride.
啊，大家在那开始紧张了。
At that moment, everybody getting very anxious.
哦，主耶稣来了，你看新娘在哪里？啊，找不到新娘。
So they say that since Jesus is here, but where is the bride?
哦，这个时候主耶稣就生气了。
This moment Jesus got very mad.
啊，主耶稣说，啊，原来你们大家都没有预备啊。
He says so naturally that you didn't prepare yourself yet.
啊，因为预备好了才是新娘啊。
Because for those that are ready and prepared, they will be summoned up as a bride.
刚才我们念了七十六十九章。
We just read Revelation chapter 19.
啊，新娘也自己预备好了。
The bride himself also prepared, herself also prepared.
啊，这个新妇是自己预备好了。
Because the bridegroom prepares himself, but the bride also prepared.
啊，自己预备好了才是新妇。
For those they prepare herself will be summoned up as a bride.
Because
all the church members, they were not ready. Therefore, none of them was summoned up as the bride.
因为汪汪吉弟兄那时候就非常的紧张，非常的害怕。
At that moment, Brother Wang was in tremendous fear.
哦，就出了满身的大汗了。
This is the sweat came out from the whole body.
啊，就醒过来了。
At that moment, he also awake from the dream.
他太太就是问他什么事情啊？
That moment, the wife asked him, "What's going on? What's happening to you?"
啊，你在做噩梦啊？
You have just terrible dream.
哦，他说不是做噩梦了。
He said it's not a terrible dream.
啊，我在做异梦啊。
I have a spiritual dream.
啊，看到主耶稣来了。
I saw the coming of Jesus.
啊，所以把我吓醒了。
Therefore, I was awakened.
啊，出了满身大汗。
And I, we were all very fearful.
啊，就吓醒了。
At that moment, I was awakened.
啊，这个异梦对我们有很好的教训。
I think this dream serve a lot of teachings to us.
啊，主耶稣这个摆设这个婚宴呢？When
Jesus preparing the wedding banquet.
啊，我们不到啊，就是摆设宴席，属灵的宴席。He's
preparing the spiritual banquet.
啊，欢迎大家来领受这个属灵的粮食。
To welcome. Every one of us to enjoy the banquet.
所以在辅导会的时候，啊，人数也比较多一点。
Therefore, in the spiritual convocations, we also see a lot of numbers showing up.
辅导会完毕以后呢，我们讲道理，天天都是讲的差不多的道理。
But after the conclusion of the spiritual convocation, the church members feel that the preacher themselves always talk about the same topic again and again.
也就是，啊，就好像热生菜一样。
Just like they warm up those leftover dishes again and again.
因此，有一部分呢就会感觉到，天天都听这个道理，都是圣经，都是讲圣经，没什么意思。
Therefore, some of us feel that it's getting very monotonous because they use the subject from the scriptures time after time. It's nothing interesting.
有一部分弟兄姊妹或者慕道者慢慢就不喜欢来了。
Therefore, some of the church members, even some of the truth seekers, they stop from coming again.
甚至也有弟兄姊妹信久了，慢慢就疲了。Even
some of the brothers and sisters, after they have been coming to church a long time, and they started, they become very indifferent or insensitive or uninterested.
主要降临要来接我们的事情都淡忘了。
They completely forget about the coming of the bridegroom, which is the coming of Jesus Christ.
也就没有预备。
Therefore, they would not be ready.
有一天忽然间主耶稣来了。
But someday, there's the coming of Jesus.
我们大家都没有预备好。
And we are not ready.
都没有办法被接去。
Therefore, we are not being summoned up as a bride.
就好像找不到新娘一样。
Just like at that moment, that Jesus cannot find the bride.
他另外一个异梦。
There's the other spiritual dream.
他说，他听说有一个地方有一个山洞。
He heard about that in certain place there's a cave.
那个地方很好玩。
That place is a very nice place for the scenery.
很多人到那里去玩。
Therefore, a lot of tourists, the visitors, went over there.
因为那个山洞很长。
Because it's a long cave.
又听说那里边还有金银财宝。
Even he heard about inside the long cave, there were treasures.
有一天他也要到那个山洞里边去玩。
So that one day he also went to the cave.
可以顺便挖一些金银财宝回来。
He also liked to dig some treasures, the jewel, the stones, and come back.
因为那个山洞里边没有光线。
Because inside the cave, there's no any illumination of the light.
他要进山洞之前就买了一包火柴或一支蜡烛。
Therefore, before he came to the cave, he prepared himself a box of matches and also a piece of candle.
他进去的时候就把蜡烛点住了。
Therefore, before he entered into the cave, he lighted up the piece of candle.
拿着这个蜡烛一直向山洞里边走。
He held the candle in his hand and approached inside to the cave.
看什么地方有好玩的地方。
He looked around the cave and tried to find the good place to wandering around.
看什么地方有金银财宝。
And also try to find where is a place where the treasures have been hidden.
他拿着这个蜡烛一直走，一直走，走了很远了。
Therefore, he hold a piece of candle and approach deep inside the cave.
这支蜡烛就做完了，点完了。
Suddenly, the candle had been completely burned up.
他就紧张起来了。
At that moment, he started to feel very anxious.
我走了这么远都没有发现什么金银财宝。
He says, after I walk for such a long walk, I never find any treasures.
也没什么好玩的地方。
And there's nothing place for me to stay.
但是我这个蜡烛点完了怎么办呢？
However, I burn up my candles. What am I going to do right now?
我不要去了。
I'm not going there now.
我要回头了。
I have to return back.
回头这支蜡烛点完了，回头也没有光线了。
But after this piece of candle had been completely burned up, then what else then I can rely on to walk out from this cave?
他这个灵机一动啊，就想啊，我还穿的有衣服了。
At that moment, out of his instinct, he find that he also have the other piece of clothes.
就先把外套把它脱下来，来垫着当蜡烛。
Therefore, he took off the overcoat from himself and can burn up as light.
后来外套也做完了。
Even after that, the overcoat had been completely burned out.
再把这个内衣也给它脱掉。
He also take off the underwear and to serve as a light.
把电桌。
And also light up with matches.
内衣也烧光了。
Even after that, the underwear also be burned out.
后来把内裤都把它烧光了。
Even the pants, the out pants also have been served as a candle.
那个时候内裤刚烧光的时候就看到前面就有光线了。
Now, after complete burn out of the pants, he saw the other tunnel of the light shining out from the other side of the tunnel.
就是快到洞口了。
At that moment, he almost approached the doorway.
但是一想我这个赤身裸体怎么出去啊？
At that moment, he thought about,Well, right now, since everything's burned and I'm naked, what can I, by what that I can go out right now?
我们看启示录。
Let's refer to Revelation.
启示录十六章。
Revelation chapter 16.
启示录十六章十五节。
Revelation 16 verse 15.
看哪，我来像贼一样，那精心看守衣服，免得赤身而行，叫人看见他羞耻的，有福了。结果他衣服都烧光了，要赤身而行。
So at that moment that after all the clothes have been burned off, that he had to be naked.And be exposed.
这样就没有福气了。
Since he's naked and shamefully exposed, he cannot receive the blessing.
这也就是形容我们末世的信徒不要贪玩。
This is the verses to tell all the believers in the later time that we should not enlarge ourselves in the pleasure seeking.
也不可以过分的贪爱钱财。
And not.Enlarge yourself in the money making either.
如果喜欢玩，喜欢享受，贪爱钱财，那后来就变成，就像他做这个一梦一样。
If we enlarge yourself in the pleasure seeking or the money making, then later on we find ourselves just like what happened to Brother Wang in his dream, to find he himself was completely naked and shamefully exposed.
一直到那个山洞里去找好玩的地方，找金银财宝。
Because he went all the way inside the cave, trying to find some pleasures or some treasures for himself.
把他的那个灵性都消磨光了。
He completely diminished his spirituality.
就好像那个愚拙的童女一样。
Just like a foolish virgin.
那个灯就要灭了。
The lamps is completely burned out.
那后来就得不到福气了。
Later on, they would not be ready to receive the blessing.
我们再看启示录第三章。
Let's refer to the Revelation chapter 3.
第三章十七节。
Verse 17.
十七节，你说我是 富足，已经发了财，一样都不缺，却不知道你是那困苦可怜、贫穷瞎眼失身的。我劝你向我买火炼的金子，叫你富足；又买白衣穿上，叫你赤身的羞耻不露出来；又买眼药擦你的眼睛，使你能看见。这是一个教会，叫做老底家教会。
This is a message addressed to the church in Laodicea.
啊，他只求物质方面的富足。
Because of the church member in Laodicea, they only seek after the material plentiness.
啊，忘记灵性方面的来培养。
They completely neglect the need in their spiritual life.
啊，所以后来这圣经上说他是那赤身的。
Therefore, the Bible referred the church in Laodicea just like the one which is naked.
就好像刚才所讲的那个异梦一样。
Just like the dream that we just described.
因为贪玩，贪爱钱财，就变成一个赤身露体的，没办法见人了。
Because they enlarge themselves in the pleasure seeking or the money making, therefore they find themselves completely exposed and naked.
因为不常常聚会，不常常祷告，不常常看圣经，灵性就软弱了。
Because we didn't spend time in the daily devotion, the Bible reading, and attend the service, therefore we become very poor in our spiritual life.
就会做出许多违背道理的事情。
We also would commit a lot of transgressions against the will of God.
就好像赤身露体的一样。
And we would just like become the naked or shamefully exposed.
主耶稣来的时候，他就感觉到非常羞耻。
When Jesus comes, he will feel he is shamefully exposed.
主耶稣来的时候，他就非常的害怕。
At that moment, he will become quite fearful when Jesus comes.
这个异梦也是提供我们，叫我们大家要警醒。
This dream also teaches us that we have to be alert.
要预备。
We have to be ready.
要常常的聚会。
We have to attend the church meetings.
多做灵修。
And also devote more time in our daily devotion.
不要丧失了我们的灵命。
Don't never lose the status of being a Christian.
变成一个赤身露体的。
And become a naked person, shamefully exposed.
到后来敢见人。
Later on, we even would not dare to see any person.
也就敢见主耶稣。
That means we never dare to see our Jesus Christ.
我觉得这两个异梦对我们现今的教会有很大的这个提醒的作用。
I feel that these two dreams would serve very important teachings to nowadays churches.
小弟就见证到这。
I'd like to conclude my testimony here.
我们唱诗二首。